noticed that I'm starting to have a stigma of being, I hope I'm saying that right. If I'm saying it wrong, I don't care. Can nobody come in and y'all read the comments and be like, oh, he said that word wrong. Well, I'm starting to have this thing being said. I can kind of feel that it's being said mostly where I'm from and not in Atlanta, where I'm based out of now. And I deal with much more comedians here in Atlanta than I deal with back at home, because it's not really a lot of comedians where I'm from. I mean, at least real comedians that be trying to like create and work on comedy and stuff like that, and that's like really honest with themselves. But yeah, in the Florida circuit, I'm really starting to get this like the stigma for being a negative comedian. Like somebody was like, oh, one of the comedians was like, oh, here go Jet with the negative stuff. And and the way he said it, I felt like that's what's being said. But you know what though? You can't tell everybody the truth, man. Like, I remember having conversations with my best friend, and we'd be talking about something. I'd be like, man, I just want to tell this person that they not funny. And he was like, man, why? Man, what is that gonna do for you? You know what I'm saying? And I wish I would have always kept that lesson, what he was trying to teach me. Like, I don't have to tell everybody the truth, man. People don't need to know the truth, because people cannot take the truth. You know what I'm saying? People cannot take the truth. I personally think I can take the truth because I'm one of the first people to tell myself the truth. But that's so rare that people can actually take people. You tell somebody the truth nowadays, they think you hating on them. The first thing they're gonna say is, "Oh, you hating." People can't take the truth, man. If I tell you a comedian is not funny, and in the same breath I tell you that I did bad tonight on stage, what you think I'm lying? What do I have to lie for? Like, you know what I'm saying? I've done plenty of shows with comedians, and we'll both get off stage, and I know they did bad. You know what I'm saying? I know they did bad. But they'll come back and be like, oh, the crowd wasn't shit. And like, no, it's not the crowd, sir. It's you. The crowd did not come to the show to have to laugh at our jokes, at our material. It's us. We have to be funny. And a lot of comedians don't understand that. So when I speak on comedy, or if I speak on a comedian, just because I'm telling the truth don't mean I'm being negative. I'm just telling the truth. Can't nobody take the truth. Can't nobody take the truth. Comedians, rappers, singers, actors, radio hosts, weatherman, the news anchors, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your husband, your wife. Can't nobody take the truth. Don't nobody want to know the truth. You ever tell somebody the truth? You see how their face get when you tell them the truth? They be like, oh no, this can't be the truth. Motherfucker, it's the truth. Like, get over it. Do something different. Comedians can't stand me. Motherfucker said I was negative. Well, here go negative Ned. No, Ned's not being negative. Now, Ned should shut the fuck up, because everybody ain't got to hear that. But Ned's not being negative. Ned's just telling the truth. Tell your friend the truth today. All right? Tell them the truth. Well, find somebody and tell them the truth today. And they ask you something, tell them the truth. And they ask you for your opinion. Tell them. Now, just do it for today, because after you do it today, you might lose that friend. But yeah, tell them the truth, man. But you ain't always gotta tell them the truth. And that was my lesson from Red. Red told me I ain't always gotta tell everybody the truth. So I'm gonna keep it myself. I'm starting to think really different about this industry, man. And I don't wanna start thinking like this. But I'm starting to think that I'm too straight for this game. I think I'm too straight. And people be thinking, like, you know, gay is just like, you know, it's like kissing the man, or having sex with the man, or anything sexually with the man. No, some of you niggas are gay by y'all actions towards a man. You know what I mean? Like, the way y'all put another man on a pedestal versus the way you put yourself on a pedestal. I would much rather a nigga be head over heels for a woman you know, and just like trying to do everything for a woman, because at least he's having to work a grind, you know, whatever you're doing is still work, you know what I'm saying, work a grind to get himself to another level, to take care of her on another level, versus a man just out here just being on every nigga dick who he think can take him to another level. Like, that's the most aggravating thing, man. And I'm definitely not that type of guy, you know what I'm saying? I much rather just go ahead and take the stairs versus taking the elevator. And listen, oh, like, this game is full of niggas in the elevator. It's just like, it's 30 niggas in a 4-person elevator, you know what I'm saying? Like, somebody got to take the stairs. I feel like I'm built for the stairs. I'm built for them steps. So that's why I say, man, like this, you know, I sit at home a lot of nights when I'm not doing stand up. If I'm not with my son, I'm writing, you know what I'm saying? I'm preparing myself for that day when everything evolves and stand up is back being the number one thing. And it's all about that person on the stage and not about these clicks that you see. It's just like, it's horrible. Like, some of these clicks being put together, man, it's horrible, man. One of my favorite clicks, however, is the 85 South Show. I think the 85 South Show is like original. Now you see 20, 30 groups of niggas trying to reciprocate the same thing. And it's just like, these niggas looking so great, great value. You know what I'm saying? Looking like a great value 85 South Show. Like, man, it's too much dick riding going on in this game.